Cost of living grants available for charities. Charity and community items from across Mid-Essex are led by new grants on offer for the Braintree District. Two cost of living grant schemes have been launched by Braintree Council for community groups across the district. Any non-profit community group and services can apply as long as they can show that the project supports one of the main objectives of the Cost of Living Fund and benefits Braintree District residents. The three main objectives of the fund are to provide food security and access to essential goods across the district, making it easier for everyone to reach, to enable physical and emotional health and well-being for anyone struggling to afford access to leisure activities and sports clubs, and to help the most vulnerable by supporting community groups and organisations. Helen Rollison Cancer Charity is looking for fundraisers to support a rural ramble and trail on Sunday, April the 14th, followed by a cream tea. There are four signposted walk routes and three run routes, all starting and finishing at Hatfield Place, Hatfield Peveril. The same charity base will host coffee mornings this year on March the 16th, April the 20th, May the 18th, June 15th, July 20th, August 17th, September 21st and October 19th. People were able to help charities as they took part in Fusion Lifestyle's Get Sportaneous event on Saturday at Braintree, Whittam and Halstead leisure centres. They were able to take part in a range of free activities as Braintree and Halstead centres raised money for Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance and Whittam fundraised for Little Wings of Hope. Thames Barge Sailing Trust charity is celebrating a £2,500 grant from the Middlewick Wind Farm Community Benefit Fund. A spokesman said, "This grant will allow us to run at least four events during 2024 and will cover the cost of materials, the use of the trust barges, and the production of 1,000 activity books, which will be given for free to children who visit the sailing barges Centaur and Pudge during the year." The Big Lunch 2024 has been launched with brand new resources packed with ideas to get the party started and make this year's Big Lunch the greenest yet. Following the Big Jubilee Lunch and Coronation Big Lunch in 2022 and 2023, this year the event is bringing the nation together just for the good it can do, and everyone is invited to join in the Big Lunch on the weekend of June the 1st and 2nd. Heart charity Tiny Tickers has received £2,187 thanks to shows performed by Fun Fit Fab Dance and Fitness Group in Gestingthorpe. They performed a variety of dances, including the Charleston and a Bollywood number. A litter-picking campaign ignited by studying a nature book led to a litter pick by members of the KS1 book club in Tollesbury. Youngsters collected six bags of rubbish from the sea wall in an effort organised with help from staff at the Book Nook, which hosts the group.